Up next is Clary.
The warden threw a party in the county jail. The prison band was there and they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard those knocked out jailbirds singing, "Let's rock, everybody, let's rock." Everybody in the whole cell block was dancing to the jailhouse rock. Spider Murphy played the tenor saxophone. Little Joe was blowing on the slide trombone. The drummer boy from Illinois went crash, boom, bang. The whole rhythm section was the Purple Gang. Let's rock. Said to number three, "You're the cutest jailbird I ever did see. I sure would be delighted with your company. Come on and do the jailhouse rock with me. Let's rock, everybody, let's rock." Everybody in the whole cell block was dancing to the jailhouse rock.
This is, I'm going to do my horrible British accent for this critique because, she, like, said that I can't talk, oh my god. She was saying about my failed British accent in Dylan's, like, promo thing that he did, so.
Oh, snap.
She was like, "Who has a failed British accent now, Shell?" And her, like, and then she, like, went French and it was funny. So I'm going to do this for the entire critique. It'll be so great.
It would be marvelous.
This was like my favorite of the night so far. I mean, we only listened to four people, but this was my favorite.
Really?
This was one of my favorite Clary things on this show. I've heard her do things on Sing It that I've like absolutely died over. But as far as rock star goes, this has been my favorite Clary song. I thought her energy was like really intense and like her attitude was so cool. Like she was like, I don't know, she was just capturing the song really well. She had like very like Elvis-y feel.
Really?
I thought her voice was awesome. As always, I mean, her voice is always awesome. She made me want to sing along, and then at the end she did this cool like riff that isn't in the original that I thought was awesome. I thought, oh my god, I'm gonna comment on this because I am the queen of reverb, and I use too much reverb sometimes, and I get yelled at, especially by Aria, about it.
Gasp.
And I thought that this song had a little bit too much reverb. It was a little echoey. I thought it would have been a little bit better if it had had like less of like an echo, just like a little bit less. But overall, I thought this was good. Do you not agree, Val? Because you were like, really?
Really? I'll also use my failed British accent, and it is failer than Dylan's.
Than Dylan's.
I don't know. That's saying something. I didn't like the run at the end. It was terrible.
Really?
Well, not terrible. It didn't go anywhere, and it sounded odd and like she didn't know she wanted to do it, and then she did it, and it was odd.
Really? I'm so shocked.
Yes.
I thought it was shocking. Really funky and interesting.
Dun, dun, and I thought your voice sounded a little too pure for the song, and you could have had a rasp to your voice.
Wow. We are like...
Snap. Oh, snap. British.
Oh, wow. We really disagree about this one, then.
Apparently.
Wow. Look at that.
Wow. Oh, and I thought you could have had more energy.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God. We are so disagreeing right now.
Gasp.
We must put our pinkies out and disagree properly.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, we're done.
Done.
Up next is Turtle.
I saw him dancing there by the record machine. I knew he must have been about 17. The beat was going strong, playing my favorite song. And I could tell it wouldn't really long till he was with me. Yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't really long till he was with me. Yeah, me. Singing, I love rock and roll. So put another dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll. So come and take your time and dance with me. He smiled, so I got up and asked for his name. That don't matter, he said, cause it's all the same. I said, can I take you home, where we can be alone? And next we're moving on, and he was with me, yeah, me. And next we're moving on, and he was with me, yeah, me. I'm singing, I love rock and roll. So put another dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll. So come and take your time and dance with me. Said, can I take you home, where we can be alone? Next we're moving on, and he was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on, and he was with me, yeah, me. I'm singing, I love rock and roll. So put another dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll. So come and take your time and dance with me. I love rock and roll. So put another dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll. So come and take your time and dance with me. I love rock and roll. So put another dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll. So come and take your time and dance with. I love rock and roll. So put another dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll. So come and take your time and dance with. I love rock and roll. So put another dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll. So come and take your time and dance with me.
Woo! Turtle.
Yay. The first one of the night.
The first I Love Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
What did you think of this, Valk?
I really liked your attitude on it.
Me too.
And I wish you hadn't done the two-voice thing on the verses, because I didn't really like that, but I really liked when you were just singing on the choruses with one turtle instead of two.
Really? I thought the double vocals was kind of unique. I thought it kind of, like, added something kind of interesting to it. Like, especially because, like, I think it's one of those things where she probably knew that we were going to get this song a lot. So I like that she kind of tried to be, like,
oh, yeah,
tried to do something different. So I thought, I mean, like, I don't know, though. We haven't listened to anybody else with this song. So.
Yeah. Well, like, one voice sounded like a robot to me. And then the other one sounded like normal turtles. So I don't know. It was just weird to me.
Let's see what else. I thought her energy and attitude were good, too. I totally agree with you on that.
Yeah.
I thought her vocals were good, too. Like, I thought she sounded really cute.
Oh, yeah, I loved the vocals. But your lower range is awesome, so, like, yeah.
Like, it was so good. Like, it was really cute. I loved it. And you, like, I believed that you loved rock and roll.
Yeah. I just, like, you're, like, dancing around and throwing jukebox, wait, throwing dimes all over the place and stuff. And, like, yeah.
I loved it. I thought it was really great.
Me too.
Done.
Done.
Up next is Dylan, who's immune.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's keep on rocking in the free world. One, two, three, four. Colors on the streets, red, white, and blue. People shuffling their feet, people sleeping in their shoes. There's a warning sign on the road ahead. A lot of people saying we'd be better off dead. Don't feel like Satan, but I am to them. So I try to forget it any way I can. Keep on rocking in the free world. Oh, keep on rocking in the free world. Yeah, keep on rocking in the free world. Keep on rocking in the free world. See a woman in the night with a baby in her hands under an old street light near a garbage can. Well, now she's put the kid away and she's gonna get hit. She hates her life and what she's done to it. There's one more kid that will never go to school, never get to fall in love, never get to be cool. Keep on rocking in the free world. 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 Points of light for a homeless man. We got a kinder, gentler machine gun hand. We got department stores and toilet paper. Got styrofoam boxes for the ozone layer. Got a man of the people says keep hope alive. Got fuel to burn, got roads to drive. Keep on rocking in the free world. Keep on rocking in the free world. Keep on rocking in the free world. Oh, keep on rocking in the free world.
good night, everybody.
Dylan.
Oh, yeah.
Immune Dylan.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, Dylan is, like, immune, so, you know.
Burp.
We don't really have to say anything else about this. No, I'm kidding.
See ya. No.
That would be, like, so mean. Okay. What'd you think?
I loved the talking at the beginning and the end.
Me too.
Those are my favorite parts.
Yeah, no, I agree. That was my favorite part. I loved. Also, there was this one part when he said, like, I wrote it down. I don't remember, like, what time it was, but he said, like, people shuffling. And it was, like, he was, like, people shuffling. And it was, like, the way that he said shuffling was, like, ow.
You got too excited.
I got too excited that I, like, was waving my arms and I just hit my finger on the table. No, but I liked the way that he said that. It was really great, like, energy-wise. and stuff. I liked how he was, like, kind of, like, attacking the song. Like, he had this, like, really good, like, rock thing going on for him.
And, yeah, like, it sounded all, like, 80s rockish to me. It was good.
It was good, and, like, there's a part I wrote at 225, you really brought it. I don't remember what he said at 225 or what exactly was being sung at that moment, but you brought it.
The only, like, bad thing I had was, like, it sounded like you were trying to put a rasp on your voice, and it came out sounding kind of whiny to me, like the emo thing you do, but it sounded like
chorus?
You were trying,
Overall,
it sounded like you were trying to put a rasp on your voice, and it was coming out kind of like the emo thing you do.
Yeah, I was wondering if, I don't know. I was thinking the chorus was a little whiny, but I thought that the verses were pretty decent as far as, like, whininess goes.
Well, like, I don't know, it's, like, hard to explain, because, like, the tone of the song didn't sound whiny, but the tone of his voice did.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. I do.
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun. I'm done. I don't have anything else to say.
Me
Dylan's
too.
Immune, so it doesn't really matter.
Good job.
You don't matter. Done.
Never mind. I'm done.
Up next is Dizzy.
Come to just us, 1, 2, 3. It's all a part of my fantasy. I love the music and I love to see the crowd dancing in the aisles and singing out loud. Yeah. Here come the dancers, one by one. Underground, it's
This as much as previous weeks.
Me neither.
I was like shocked at the beginning when you started singing. I was like, whoa, okay. And then I like got used to it, and I was thinking that maybe that was just going to be the beginning, but then you stayed in that voice like the entire time. I thought it was kind of in a weird place in your range, maybe. Like, it was almost like it was like too low for your head voice, like your falsetto.
Yeah.
But it was like too high for your normal voice, so you were in this like weird like between place, and it just came out like strainy and kind of shaky to me.
Yeah, I wrote that it sounded strainy and like, yeah, I thought you sounded like you were running out of breath near the end and like you needed to be supporting your notes more, and like I think like breath support was a major problem in the song, because yeah, sounded like you were having trouble with like the entire song. So then because of that, you didn't like have normal dizzy epic energy, and it was sad.
Yeah. I was just gonna say that too. Sorry, I like totally agree with you that like he like, because of like the straininess and like the shakiness, I felt like he lost energy as well.
Yeah.
So I'm sad about this. Yeah. This was just definitely not your best cover.
Like, you sound like really good when you're in your lower range and you falsetto, but I don't think it's good for you to stay up high for an entire song.
Yeah, or, like, I don't know, though, because, like, sometimes when he does falsetto, though, it's good as well. Like, I think he has a really strong falsetto, and I think he has a really strong lower, like, range, like, chest voice.
Yeah.
But I just feel like this, the reason that this, like, didn't work was because it was, like, somewhere in between. So, like, I think if you picked a song that was, like, in falsetto for the majority of the song, it would be fine. It just was, like, this one was somewhere, like,
in
awkward.
A wonky range.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sorry. Done.
Done.